This news update sponsors are Ashley Homestore and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by Mauer Electric. For all of your electrical needs, see the professionals at Mauer Electric in Bad Axe. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. Huron County Commissioners unexpectedly received an update on the Property Assess Clean Energy, Lean and Green Michigan program. The initiative, a partnership launched in 2012, now serves 58 Michigan counties, cities, and townships. Huron and Sinilac counties are members, while Tuscola, Lapeer, and St. Clair counties are not. PACE offers financing solutions for energy and water efficiency projects, all as well as renewable energy development, addressing the high initial costs and long payback periods typically associated with such ventures. Through specialized assessment agreements repayable over up to 25 years, property owners can assess funding for a variety of projects, including EV charging stations, heating and cooling systems, solar and wind energy, and more. Since 2015, PACE has invested over $284 million, financed 79 major projects, and contributed to the creation of over 3,294 jobs. And the 2023 growing season saw exceptional wheat yields in Michigan, with local farmers recognized in the Michigan Wheat Yield Contest. Randy Essenberg of Essenberg Farms in Elmont Township led with a remarkable 169.8 bushels per acre, followed by Jeff Crone of Crone Acres in Huron County with 167.1 bushels per acre, and Dave Milligan of Milligan Farms in Tuscola County with 136.3 bushels per acre. In the dryland soft red winter wheat category, Dwight and Nancy Bartle Farms in Sanilac County stood out with yields of 137.4 and 139.6 bushels per acre, respectively. Essenberg's success also earned him second place nationally. Michigan State University reports optimism among producers for the current wheat crop season, with the deadline for entering the winter wheat crop competition on May 15th. For more details or to participate, you can view the full written article on thumbnet.net. And residents of Port Austin are advised, as the township gears up for its annual hydrant flushing scheduled for the week of May 6th to the 10th. This routine maintenance operation is essential for ensuring the proper functionality of the water distribution system and maintaining water quality throughout the area. Hydrant flushing involves the systematic opening of fire hydrants to release any accumulated sediments and minerals from the water mains. While this process may temporarily cause discoloration or cloudiness in the water, it is crucial for preserving water clarity and purity. It is recommended to avoid doing laundry during flushing hours to prevent potential staining from discolored water. Additionally, residents are advised to run cold water taps for a few minutes following the completion of flushing to clear any residual sediment from their plumbing systems. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Dr. Paul Ariano has recently joined the ranks of Sure Health, and we're proud to now offer neurology right here in the Thumb of Michigan. So, Dr. Ariano, why don't you explain what kind of areas you handle within the branch of neurology?
Diseases I handle involve dementia, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, epilepsy, headaches of all types, migraines, tension headaches, cluster headaches, peripheral neuropathies, muscular dystrophies. So there's a wide variety of issues that a neurologist deals with.
So what made you choose Sure?
I really want to make a difference, and I think working here, I'll be needed, and the team here is terrific. They are fully ready and able to support me, and I think we will make a big difference.
A referral is needed from your primary care provider to see Dr. Paul Ariano with neurology right here at Sure Health. For more information, you can watch his entire video today by going to sure.org. Sure Health. Better health. Better life.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. On May 1st, the Huron County Sheriff's Department swiftly responded to a distress call from a 12-year-old in McKinley Township. Deputy Nathan Lepick was dispatched to a wooded area on Crown Road, where the caller reported his missing mother. The teenager, along with his 9-year-old brother, had been mushroom hunting with their parents and a family friend when the mother wandered off and became lost. Despite initially hesitating to call 911 directly, she eventually did so upon Deputy Lepick's encouragement, allowing dispatchers to approximate her location. Additional deputies, emergency personnel, and the Windsor Township Fire Department joined the search as night fell. Sergeant Bradley Straczynski located the woman in dense vegetation in knee-deep water, with the Windsor Fire Department facilitating her safe extrication. The 37-year-old and her companions were escorted back to their McKinley Township residence. Sheriff Hansen suggested alcohol likely played a role in the incident, emphasizing the potential severity of the situation. All responders had cleared the scene before midnight. And on May 4th, a routine traffic stop near the M24 and M46 intersection in Tuscola County escalated into a high-speed chase and foot pursuit by multiple law enforcement agencies after a 17-year-old driver with only a permit fled from authorities, culminating in a crash and flight into the nearby woods. Trooper Haley Matthews from the Michigan State Police Caro Post attempted to pull over the speeding vehicle, but the driver, a local 17-year-old male, chose to evade authorities instead, sparking a chase. Moments later, the vehicle crashed while turning, prompting the driver to flee into the nearby woods on foot. Law enforcement agencies, including the Caro Police Department, Tuscola County Sheriff's Office, and MSP Caro, swiftly responded, establishing a perimeter around the wooded area. Assisted by canine units from MSP, K934, and Tuscola County officers, they conducted a search through the dense foliage, eventually flushing out the suspect. Upon apprehension, the driver admitted to fleeing because he only possessed a GDL Level 1 permit. The teenager was petitioned to juvenile court and released to his parents. In a press release, MSP Sergeant Stephen Moore stated, quote, "This was an excellent example of teamwork with our local partners. Great job by all involved." And Chief Stephen Repke of the Sebring Police Department issued a stern warning to residents, urging them to be cautious about leaving keys in vehicles and valuables in unlocked cars. This cautionary message follows recent incidences where individuals from Metro Detroit stole from unlocked cars and even drove away with a vehicle after finding the keys inside. Despite Sebring's typically low crime rate, Chief Repke recommended adopting the 9 p.m. routine. This social media campaign, originating from a Florida sheriff's office in 2017, aims to educate communities on safety practices and reduce preventable crimes. Residents are encouraged to take simple steps each night at 9 p.m., including removing valuables from cars, locking vehicles, turning on outside lights, and securing homes. Since its inception, the 9 p.m. routine has been widely adopted by law enforcement agencies nationwide, proving to be an effective tool in raising awareness and empowering communities with preventive strategies. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news.
Looking to add some new life to a room in your home? Visit Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe to shop indoor and outdoor furniture, accessories, flooring, custom blinds, and more. Let us help you get the change you're looking for. Our showroom offers a wide variety of styles and price points so everyone can find just what they need. Hundreds of recliners on hand. From rocker recliners to accent chairs, they have them. Sectional sofas, sofa sleepers, bedroom sets, and dining room tables in all sizes from small to large banquet tables. Come see our selection of accessories like wall art, pictures, lamps, area rugs, greenery, and table decor. Find a wide selection of indoor and outdoor furniture, accessories, flooring, and custom blinds. 1 year and 5 year no-interest financing available. Stop into Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe today and talk to one of our sales associates to find the perfect fit for you.
This is Vern Ryman. Quality furniture, mattresses, floor covering, and window treatments at an affordable price is what makes Ashley Home Store number one. Put my 57 years of experience to work for you. Just ask for Vern.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. National Heatstroke Prevention Day, observed on May 3rd, serves as a poignant reminder of the deadly consequences of leaving children unattended in hot cars. Over the past 25 years, more than 965 children have tragically lost their lives to heat stroke in vehicles, with 2018 and 2019 marking record high numbers of fatalities. It is crucial to understand that these incidences are entirely preventable. Children are particularly vulnerable, as their bodies heat up much faster than adults, and the temperature inside a car can escalate rapidly. Preventative measures include never leaving a child alone in a vehicle, thorough checks of the entire car before locking it, and even creating visual reminders such as placing personal items in the back seat. Community involvement is essential, with bystanders urged to secure their vehicles and take immediate action by calling 911 if they spot a child alone in a locked car. By raising awareness and taking proactive steps, we can work together to prevent further tragedies and keep our children safe. And in North Branch, near the Barnes and Silverwood Road intersection, a serious crash unfolded on Saturday. Initial reports indicate three motorcycles were down and two individuals sustained injuries, with one suffering a head injury and was unresponsive. Emergency medical services swiftly escalated their response to the scene. The gravity of the situation prompted the immediate involvement of North Branch Fire and North Branch First Responders. Consequently, Barnes Road near Silverwood Road was temporarily closed to through traffic as a precautionary measure on May 4th. This incident serves as a poignant reminder, coinciding with Motorcycle Awareness Month, to exercise caution on the roads. As warmer weather encourages increased motorcycle activity, it becomes imperative to adopt a vigilant look twice, save a life approach. For ongoing updates on this developing story, stay tuned to Thumb Broadcasting. And last weekend, two separate incidences along the Flint River resulted in the tragic loss of two young lives. A 7-year-old boy identified as having special needs drowned near the riverbank after wandering off. And less than 24 hours later, a 6-year-old girl went missing after slipping into the river on Sunday, April 28th. Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson, speaking to USA Today, recounted the events leading to the girl's disappearance. She and another child slid down a cement bank into the river, with only the older child managing to climb out. Despite immediate search efforts, the murky waters and strong currents hindered rescue operations, prompting the transition to recovery missions. The search involved over 75 to 100 personnel and volunteers daily, supported by specialized dive teams with advanced technology. The tragic conclusion came around 10:15 a.m. on Saturday, May 4th, nearly a week later, when the girl's body was recovered just south of the Ballinger Highway Bridge behind McLaren Health System. Sheriff Swanson emphasized caution around waterways, urging residents to prioritize safety measures. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
This is Kim.
And I'm Nate from Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
If you are planning a painting project in the near future, Pigeon Hardware has the perfect color of Do It Best paint we can mix just for you.
That's right, Kim. At Pigeon Hardware, we have a new color selector chart and a new paint temp machine, so we can mix any color you're looking for with Do It Best paints. And don't forget, we also have grass seed fertilizer, garden seeds, bird feeders, bird seed, and suet, and all your electrical and plumbing supplies and hardware items.
That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, making home improvement as easy as cake.
Kim, I can't bake.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. Brad Parscale was the digital campaign operative who helped engineer Trump's 2016 presidential victory with the heavy use of Facebook ads. Now Parscale is back working for Trump and is an evangelist for artificial intelligence. Parscale has a company called Campaign Nucleus that is working for Trump's campaign. He says his suite of AI-powered tools can spin up customized emails, parse oceans of data to gouge voter sentiment and to find persuadable voters and amplify the social media posts of anti-woke influencers to help conservative candidates, according to an Associated Press review. And Boeing is finally poised to launch astronauts to the International Space Station for NASA after years of delays and stumbles. It's the first flight of Boeing's Skyliner capsule with a crew on board. A pair of veteran NASA pilots will check out the spacecraft during the test drive and a weeks-long stay at the space station. Liftoff is planned for Monday night from Cape Canaveral in Florida. NASA turned to U.S. companies for astronaut rides after the space shuttles retired. Elon Musk's SpaceX has made 9 taxi trips for NASA, while Boeing has managed only a pair of unoccupied test flights. And American officials say foreign countries like China and Iran intimidate, harass, and sometimes plot attacks against political opponents and activists in the U.S. A series of cases brought by the Justice Department shows the frightening consequences that geopolitical tensions can have for ordinary citizens, as governments historically intolerant of dissent inside their own borders are increasingly keeping a threatening watch on those who speak out thousands of miles away. The practice of governments harassing dissenters is known as transnational repression. And U.S. officials say there's been an alarming rise in cases. China denies that it engages in the practice. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update sponsors are Ashley Homestore and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Courtney Manor's professional caring staff, they're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by Mauer Electric, for all of your electrical needs, see the professionals at Mauer Electric in Bad Axe.